91X News.
It's 15 degrees and cloudy at 7 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rinkema. A 38-year-old Belleville man faces charges of assault and breach of undertaking after a reported domestic assault yesterday morning. Police were called to a Baldwin Street home and found the victim with minor injuries. She'd been struck several times with a wooden block used to hold knives. She was treated and released from Belleville General Hospital. The suspect turned himself into police, learning that he'd been sought. He was held for a show cause hearing today. His name was not released to protect the identity of the victim. Police were called to a Dundas Street East business yesterday after a report that a man exiting the store had been robbed. Two young men reportedly tried to use force to take the man's newly purchased items. Officers checked the area, then chased the two males on foot. One was arrested in the Herkimer Avenue area and the other escaped. An 18-year-old Belleville man faces charges on robbery and breach of probation. A few break-and-enters last night in Belleville. Near midnight, police were called to an Ann Street home. Sometime between Friday and Sunday nights, suspects reportedly pried open the front door and stole a 51-inch television and an Xbox 360. And around 12:30, police went to a Benjamin Street home. Homeowners say that sometime between 11:30 and 12:30, while they were in another room, suspects entered the home through an unlocked basement window, this time a 24-inch RCA LCD television, a Sony PS3 gaming system, and a Sony PS Vita were stolen. Both investigations are continuing. The stage is set for Federal Labor Minister Lisa Raitt to table back-to-work legislation today in the strike by 4,800 CP rail workers. Negotiations between the railway and the Teamsters broke off yesterday, and there's not much hope that talks will resume. Speaking on CTV, Raitt says Canada's second biggest railway must get back to normal.
What we're talking about is the prolonged effect of a strike. It's about what happens for 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, and that's when you start seeing some really significant effects on the economy.
Raitt estimates that a long strike could cost the economy more than $500 million a week. The strike by locomotive engineers and other workers has shut down.